ready for this? Howdy, folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Yeehaw! Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a very, very special episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Chris Mitchum, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, and we are doing episode 108. It is December 26th, so if I may be the last person to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, hope you had some good food, some time with family, and ultimately just some time to relax and take in the holidays, man. I say this is a special episode because it is just me today. We are riding solo, but not all the way through the episode, because for the first time ever, 9 of the 10 league members, and we will see who the one person is that didn't send in any audio, and we could boo that man. But for our championship preview, for the first time ever, I have voice memos from 9 members of the league, including myself, giving their take of who they think will enter immortality and win the nut this year. We have 2 combatants left, and it's all on the table. So we will be sure to preview that at the end of what should be a very short show, because it's just you and me, and we're going to hang out. No drink of the week this week even. We are just going to jump straight into the semifinals review, and then I will give you a quick update on the bracket and then dive into that championship preview. Try to talk as least amount as I can. So real quick, let's go into that semifinal review. Four teams remained heading into last week, which would have been week 16. In the first matchup, it was Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan taking on Clayton and the Red Rocket. And ladies and gentlemen, Tua Infinity and Bijan, as many people predicted, marches on to the final, defeating Clayton 189-79. Good grief, folks. And honestly, it could have been worse. Ultimately, it was a disappointing performance from the Red Rocket, putting up his 3rd lowest point total on the year. Let's not forget about that 49 point total from week 8. The streets don't forget. What a disgusting performance that was. But Clayton, right? You look at it, he's been susceptible to these kind of performances all year. And nobody really puts up a game that you would hope for on his side of the aisle. Baker Mayfield and Brock Bowers were both his joint top scorers with only 14 points. And that's it. Everybody else outside of Quinshon Judkins, which rest in peace to that guy. Please, please rest up, get healthy, and come back stronger for next year, because he is good for the sport of football. But he puts up 10 before he goes down with an injury, and everybody else puts up single digits for a disappointing 79 points. But you look at the other side, Hayden, he put up 189 points, the highest points scored of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, what a moment to do it, despite getting only 0.02 points from his starting quarterback, Jackson Dart. Everybody else except for Jake Ferguson scored north of 20 points. Obviously, he got the party started early with that incredible game involving Puka Nacua and Jackson Smith and Jigba on Thursday Night Football, probably my game of the year in the NFL thus far. But he got the party started early, 46 from Puka, 23 from JSN, and really did not look back. A lot of folks on his side of the aisle peaking at the right time. So again, he moves on 189-79. What a performance. Definitely destined for a strong championship appearance, it looks like. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what happened?
Don McCraig, dude. Don McCraig is a This League championship final contender, ladies and gentlemen, and he did it in a very strong, very impressive way, downing the world's evil, the defending champion, Stretch and Walker, I hardly know her. Don beats him 171-112. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Obviously, on Don's side, Chris Olave and George Pickens, two guys that have been surprisingly reliable this year, doing most of the heavy lifting. Pickens putting up 26. Chris Olave putting up 36 points for Njigba's in Paris. What a surprise he has been. Although, if you do look at other parts of his team, it was kind of a rough week for the trades that Don did on the last week of the regular season. DeAndre Swift, that he got from your boy, only 9 points. Travis Etienne with a very respectable 16 points against a Denver Broncos defense. But then Jaylen Waddle, only 11 points down there for his side. So ultimately, he puts up 171 points, so you can't really, you know, fret on him that much. He is going into the championship looking pretty confident. As for Stretch, the defending champion, he got the benefit this year of having the second lowest points against on the year, but it finally came back to bite him, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, he got exposed for 112 points, not being enough to advance. I think a lot of fingers can be pointed at a three-point Josh Jacobs performance and deciding, you know, to trust Michael Carter over somebody more reliable like a Jaylen Warren. That wouldn't have changed the outcome. But still, you got it's a glaring error when you look at the rest of his lineup. So Don moves on, 171 to 112. Congratulations to Don. He moves on to the final to take on the king, the number one seed, Hayden into Infinity and Bijan. Elsewhere, fighting for the number five overall pick, Steven beat Anthony 167 to 125. And then as a reminder, Stretch and Clayton will play for the number seven overall pick next week. For those keeping track at home, what does this do for the draft order? First overall pick still belongs to Zach with his own 26 first. He will pick first in the rookie draft. Congrats to him. Number two will be Stretch with Tim's 26 first. So Zach's first, Stretch is second. Steven is third. Aaron is fourth. Stretch comes in again. Two top five picks with Steven's 26 first. He will probably like that. His team is getting a bit older. So really good chance for Stretch to reload a little bit and keep going for more titles. And number six will be Anthony there. So that is your top six. We will know the rest of the order after this week. But enough of me talking, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the championship preview, what you all came for, and hear perspectives from almost everybody in the league. So first of all, thank you to everybody who took the time, made these voice memos. I think it's going to be really good to hear a perspective from a lot of people, different folks in the league. And I lied to some of you and said I listened to them, guys. I am going into these just as blind as everybody else. I have no idea what you people said. I'm probably not going to edit a lot. So whatever you did, it's getting out into the public, man. And I thought maybe a good place to start would be the defending champion, Kyle Stretch. Walker hardly know her. How do you feel about this championship matchup? Let's get into it.
Hey, guys. Stretch here, owner of Walker, hardly know her, and of course, your defending champ, and of course, your three-time champion of this league. My prediction, even though it didn't go our way this year, which it's very sad, but expected with, you know, the amount of injuries, and who am I to complain after, you know, being the most hated villain in the league, but I think we have a new most hated villain in the league now, and that is Hayden with all the trades. But saying that, I am going to predict that Don Perignon is going to win the nut this year. I think it would be the most ironic thing in the world that JSN has a terrible showing and has close to a donut, and Travis Etienne and both Waddle go off in the championship, securing Don the victory and making Hayden hate his life for doing that trade. So that's it. So take care, everybody. It's been a good year. It's been a fun year. And best of luck to the two participants in the championship.
Well, there you have it, man. I think he laid out the best possible scenario that could happen. Obviously, JSN returning to play his former team. Same with Travis Etienne and Jaylen Waddle on the other side. That is certainly a big storyline coming into this one. And if for some reason Jason Buss and Travis Etienne and Jalen Waddle carried on to the nut. Man, Hayden would probably be on suicide watch. I also liked how he said that he may have a new villain, the new villain of the league. If Hayden does come in here, takes care of business, and does what a lot of people are expecting him to do, he'll probably be a favorite heading into next year, and who knows how long after that. So Stretch's point, great job, but we have one for Don in the win column. Stretch, thank you so much for sending that in. Some good thoughts there. Well, we have the defending champion. Let's get on to the guy that knows the finals more than anybody else besides Stretch. And of course, that is Tony Bones Jones. And Anthony, let's see what he has to say heading into the championship.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, owner, CEO, president of Team Uninspired Youth. I am here today to provide my expert opinion on the championship game between two Infinity and Bajan and Najigba's in Paris. Gotta change that name, Don. Gotta change that name. Anyways, as I sit here, 11 o'clock at night, full of joy, full of jolliness, on my toilet, in my abode of my home, on Christmas night, I can only think to myself how wonderful and happy and splendid it would be if a guy like Don beat a guy like Hayden. Beating the odds, you know? It's gotta say something. A little Christmas miracle, Christmas spirit. But sadly, I think that Hayden and team Tua, Infinity, and Bajan is going to be the Grinch that stole Don's Christmas this year. Yes, that is correct. I do think that Tua, Infinity, and Bajan is simply too much power, and they will beat Don. Thank you very much. We're onward to 2026.
Well, there you have it. Anthony, I hope your poop was good, man. There's nothing, you know, you get your best thoughts when you're on the toilet, especially when you're just talking to your bros about ball, man. But unfortunately, that is one in the column for Hayden. I like what Anthony said. Again, I think that's what everybody wants to see, is Don coming out on top here. But Anthony highlighting just the firepower that Hayden has, I think that's where most people will probably line up. Anthony, thank you so much time for making that, or thank you for the time and making that, especially on Christmas. Hope you had a great day. I know you haven't been feeling too well, so thoughts with you. Let's get better, and let's continue going through these comments here. So like I said, we now have one for Don, one for Hayden, and let's go on to a podcast host who got the week off, you lucky dog, but still made the time to give his thoughts. Aaron, the manager of the Sun God Squad, who you got in the championship?
What's going on, everybody? This is Aaron Hunt, proud owner of Sun God Squad, coming at you with a live prediction of who I think is going to win the This League championship matchup. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here on Christmas Eve about to go enjoy some great food and fun with family and looking at Don and Njigba's in Paris against Hayden and Tua, Infinity, and Bajan in the final matchup. It's pretty crazy. Didn't think that we would get here, but crazier things have happened in the playoffs, and the number six seed, Don, is here. Sleeper currently has Hayden as a 69% chance of victory. And my prediction, I know I want to pick the underdog so badly, but I don't see a path. Hayden's been the favorite all year. I think Hayden, you rain on Don's parade to try to be the Cinderella story, and he will be victorious. A lot of the main reasons being that he has four of the most important fantasy assets that you can possibly have in all of Dynasty Football: Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, JSN, and Puka Nacua. They're as consistent as it gets. I think they all show up, even in tough matchups, in a big way. And we get to see some of them even on Christmas Day performing. So give me Hayden. I think he goes to his first This League Nut Championship Parade. Finally, we'll get his name on the trophy. And it's been a long time coming for Hayden. Got to give him props for the way he's built his team through the years. But Don, nothing but respect. I think your trade that you did with Hayden got you to this point, absolutely. But with no JSN, you gave it to Hayden. That might be the final dagger for your season. Hope everybody's doing well. Glad we got this opportunity to get all of our recordings together to just show off what we think will happen. And I'm excited and looking forward to watching it with all of you. Take care, everybody.
That is now two for Hayden, one for Don, and I think the most important thing that Aaron highlighted there, and I never even thought about it this way, but I think he's right. When you look at maybe the four most valuable assets in all of Dynasty football right now, Jahmyr Gibbs, Puka Nacua, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Bijan Robinson, all four of them staring at Don. Now, at the time of this recording, Jahmyr Gibbs put up a very disappointing 5-point performance to match the very disappointing performance that the Lions had against freaking, I don't even know the backup quarterback's name for the Vikings, because I've kind of checked out on fantasy already. But with that being said, Aaron, again, picking Hayden to dominate. Again, thank you, sir, for taking the time to do that. Very good insight there. And he's predicting, as he said himself, that Hayden will be able to participate in his first This League Championship Parade. There is a man that lives out in Washington, D.C., that was frisky, that was fighting to get into the playoffs till the very end. Unfortunately, his Cinderella story ended earlier than Don's did, but he still has a thought of who he thinks is going to win this league championship. Zachary Welch, you're up, big man.
All right. Hey, everybody. So quick hello from Chicago, Illinois, as we are up here to celebrate Christmas and all the fun winter holidays. Wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to all other equally important, amazing winter holidays. As far as fantasy football goes, we got a first just major props to Don. Congrats on getting to the ship. That is a hell of a run, my friend, and I hope you are enjoying the flowers that you are so rightfully getting. I will say, as I look at this matchup, as much as I want to pick Don, I think I very much have to pick Hayden in this matchup. I think he's just got that top-tier A-list talent, and the depth that he doesn't have isn't going to come into effect when the new four horsemen of the league are all set and ready to go to bring the ship home. So in my estimation, congrats, Hayden, on a ship well earned. You made the trades, made the pickups, earned this one, brother. So congrats, and also hats off to Don, way to make it this far, and congrats on all that extra draft capital you earned. I think you're well positioned to continue building what you started here. So hats off to you guys. Also just stoked that we get a first time champion of the league, no matter what happens. I think that'll be great. And something that we needed. So that is my insight. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, there you have it. I said Washington, D.C., but from Chicago. So hope you had a Merry Christmas up there, Mr. Welch. And he said it himself, the new four horsemen. I don't hate it. I just mentioned him earlier. I mean, you got four guys that are young, expected to be around for a long time, and expected to be really good for a long time. So I really do not hate that. Again, we have another notch on the board for Hayden. That's now 3-1 for those keeping track at home. But I think Zach made a lot of good points, a little too much firepower, echoing a lot of what other people are saying when it comes to we want to pick Don. Man, we want to pick Don. But Hayden is just looking really strong right now. But I will agree with Zach when he says at least we'll have a new winner. That's exciting. That's something exciting. That's good for the league. So Zachary in Chicago, thank you for taking the time, stepping away and recording that for your boys here. Steven Mount Passmore, your time is now, sir. Who do you got winning the nut this year?
Howdy, Chris. Merry Christmas. Hope you had a great happy holiday. Sorry for the late reply. Hopefully you can still use this. It comes down to the championship. There can only be one. Hayden, with his absolute juggernaut of a team, he's got Gibbs. He's got B.J. Robinson. He's got JSN now. He's got the one and only Puka Nacua with those sick dances, right? That was a joke. They were sick. But we have an absolutely star-studded roster against an upcomer, someone who this league thought would sniff the playoffs, let alone be in the championship. And I feel like there's new life to this league. New life. For so long, Stretch had his reign on this league. He always somehow got his way in, just like the Chiefs always got his way in. Guess what? They're both booted out. There is new life in this championship. And you know what's beautiful about that? Don is about to be a father. He's bringing new life into this world. And I feel like that it means something. There's new life in this league, and there's going to be a new champion that no one saw coming, baby. Don, he's going to be the father of a new sweet little girl and the father of this league season, baby. Put it in. Let's go, Don.
Amazing. First of all, I'm leaving the Puka joke in. I thought it was funny. It's a joke, people. Calm down. But anyway, Steven, with a lot of great points, I think you can very easily take the logic you have in the NFL of guys perform better when they're going to be fathers and apply it now. Don's got that new daddy energy, man. Steven, the first one to bring it up, and it's such a good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Going to be a new father to a beautiful baby girl, but also could be the new daddy to a beautiful fantasy football league. That is this league. That is now two for Don. As we continue to churn through these, two more left before we get to the championship contenders themselves. Up next, it was America's team before Don kind of swooped in and shocked the world. But it is a man. It is a semifinal contestant, Clayton McClain. Sir, you are up. Who you got in the ship?
Hey, everyone. This is Clayton, owner, GM, and head coach of the Red Rocket, and I just wanted to take some time to give my boy Don a pep talk this morning. So let's be real for a second. Hayden's a juggernaut. He's got the deep roster, big names, kind of team that's steamrolled people all season, made matchups feel unfair. But, you know, juggernauts have something to lose. He's carrying all the expectations, the weight of, you know, I'm supposed to win this, but you... You're coming off your first playoff trip, first playoff win. You don't really have anything to lose. So one more smart lineup decision for you, one more gritty Sunday, one more witching hour. And legends aren't made by who's the favorite. They're made by the guy who beats the favorites. So shout out to Hayden for an incredible season. But Don, I'm rooting for you. Let's go.
Dude, I am gassed up right now. Legends aren't made by the favorites. They're made by the underdogs. What a bar, dude. What a bar. Come on, Don. Anyway, Clayton, thank you for taking the time to do that. And he's picking Clayton. I love that pep talk. Like he said, one more gritty decision, one more little miracle. It can happen, man. It can happen, Clayton. Thank you so much. You gassed me up, and I'm not even in this competition. So That was awesome, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. That's another one for Don. So what are we at now? We got Don. Three for Don, three for Hayden, man. That is awesome. Well, I'll go ahead and jump in with mine here, and I'll do it quickly because I'm honestly tired of hearing me talking. But unfortunately, I do think Hayden will be standing at the top of the mountain come the end of Sunday or Monday. We do have Monday night football games in there. Puka is in there. So we will have to wait till Monday, maybe. But like I said before, the likes of Puka, JSN, Derrick Henry, RJ Harvey are all peaking at the right time. And when you look at the folks he's going up against, the DeAndre Swifts, the Travis Etienne's, the Jalen Waddles, I just don't think there's enough there to compete with the names, the four horsemen, as Zach beautifully put it potentially there. I will say, though, Dawn is certainly not out of this at the time of recording. Again, the Christmas Day games have gone. We have some games tonight, too. But Sleeper is giving Hayden a 64% chance of victory. That is not all that far whatsoever. And Dawn is certainly not out of this. The super disappointing 5 points from Jahmyr Gibbs and a risky, risky start of Tyler Shuck against the Tennessee Titans, which the Titans can't really stop anybody. But still, it's Tyler Shuck at the end of the day. I do think that does give Dawn a chance. Brock Purdy is so hot right now. But I do think he'll need one of, you know, Olave or Jalen Waddle to have 30-plus points, especially with the likes of Puka and Jason on the other side. There's no real lineup decisions to be made either. The only one that Don maybe could have had was, do you try to ride the Alec Pierce hype train over a Terry McLaurin? But Terry McLaurin did get him 11 points on Christmas, so that decision has already been made. But guys, I think this is actually going to be a good game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I don't think you can expect Puka and JSN to both put up the monster games they had last week. They very well might. I mean, they could. It's Puka and JSN. But I do think this will be closer. Boy, do I want Dawn to win. I think that is something that you were hearing echoed in every single message. But I'm going to go with Hayden in a close one. I think that he is the one that will be having the parade at the end of the year. So that makes it 4 for Hayden, 3 for Dawn. Let's move on to the championship fellas themselves. We will start with America's team. Dawn McCraig, Daddy McCraig, whatever you want to call him. Let's see how he's feeling heading into Championship Sunday.
This is team name is still in question because I did lose Jackson Smith and Jigba. But this is Dawn McCraig in the championship. Of course, I believe I'm going to win the ship. You know, Hayden's going to go down. There ain't nobody going to stop me. Jahmyr Gibbs over here fumbling. I'm watching it live. So stay tuned for my victory speech after this weekend. Boom.
Confidence. Confidence from Dawn McCraig. Jahmyr Gibbs over here fumbling and shit. I love that, man. Short and sweet and to the point, but that's kind of been Dawn's season, right? He's just coming in. He's no fluffs, no frills. He just comes in, beats your butt, and moves on. And that's what he's been doing in the playoffs. Very respectable points. But now we are going up against the king, the number one overall seed, undisputed number one overall seed, and Hayden, who will be our final message today. Hayden, the pressure's on you, man. What do you have to say?
What's up, everyone? It's Hayden, manager of Two Infinity and Bijan. I'm going to keep this short because we don't really need a lot of an explanation here. Dawn's here because the bracket broke his way for a couple weeks, and that's it. We're not going to confuse a hot stretch with dominance. The game that got Dawn into the playoffs and clinched his spot, 103 points. That's not a contender. That's slipping through before the door shuts. Dawn, your roster needs matchups. You need game script. You need luck to go your way. Mind force is the issue, and you see it on every single snap. There's nowhere to hide. Nothing to exploit. You're just going to sit back and watch the inevitable. Throughout this year, this hasn't been about balance. This has been about control. All year, you've looked at this team and said, man, there's no weak spots here. There's no man I hope this guy hits. Going back to this matchup, this isn't a rivalry. This isn't a coin flip. This is the birth of a dynasty. This week isn't the start of one title. It's a problem starting for Dawn and for everyone. After this season ends, the conversation shifts. It's not who's next. It's how do you catch him. This isn't the end of your season, Dawn, but it's the beginning of everybody's realization that you're playing for second. Good luck.
Wow. Hayden is bringing that Thanos energy, man. He sounds so scary. And I think the worst part about it is everybody kind of realizes it too. Again, we already mentioned the Four Horsemen. But even outside of the Four Horsemen, you got R.J. Harvey, who's probably going to be the starting running back for Denver going forward. You have Derrick Henry, who, sure, has been slowing down a little bit, but still, you know, probably a top 24 running back next year. It's like, can he actually be stopped? I don't know. But he said it. We're all playing for second. The dynasty starts today. That's kind of scary, but you know what? I like it. Every good league needs a villain. I think Stretch in our very first message was the first one to say, like, we have a new villain. Here we go. And I think he is right. So you can do the math of the only person that didn't say anything. Be sure to boo that man. But outside of that, man, I had a great time listening to these. I hope you had a great time indulging me with my thoughts and being a little bit of a DJ here of the day after Christmas. So obviously this is going to be a shorter episode, but I think that's a good thing. Go ahead and listen to this little bite-sized thing and then go spend some more time with your loved ones. Catch up on some sleep before Championship Sunday. Let's go ahead and get out of here. As always, folks, if you could leave a little like, especially on this one. This one was a lot of fun. I hope this is something we can continue to do every year going forward, assuming that the championship will probably fall around Christmas every year. I think this could be something that is fun and something that we continue to do for the people. And just like that, folks, we're done. Championship Sunday is here, and everybody is waiting. Can Dawn shock the world? As Clayton said, legends are made from the underdog, or will Hayden begin his dynasty, his dominance? Stay tuned and find out. Thanks for joining me, guys. Love you guys. I'm out.